For years, Norway has ranked among the leading nations in global comparisons of gender equality. But, according to Norwegian feminist Berit Aas, the international economy's push to liberalize markets is causing women's position to slip.
The new frame of reference comes into our lives, and that is market liberalization. And now in the latest year, the total globalization, where the finances play such a tremendous role and pushes every government in the direction of privatization and taking industry to low-cost countries. This has had quite a horrible impact on women. The majority of women have now got a worsened situation compared to the 70s. If you look at living standard in salaries, how the division between men and women was in the 1970s and you compare to today, for about 75% of the women in the population, the gap between men and women have widened. The salary gap between men and women, it was exactly the same as in 74. Unfortunately, the last 20 years, women have been sitting on their back saying, oh, you know, everything is in order. And they've been told that everything is solved. And it hasn't been solved. It has been very difficult for women with good education and with high salaries to see that, so that they haven't been aware of the kind of mechanisms that are working and that throws very many women out into a worsening position. Very many women in politics, they are trained with their parties, so that they are in some way almost unconsciously accepting we have to do the politics that men want us to do. If we take up and do some kind of feminist and women's interest things, we don't advance in the party. We didn't foresee that going into parties that the patriarchy has constituted long ago, that doesn't help women very much in their specific kind of life situation which the general globalization has now developed. People are losing their jobs in the districts, and we have lots of persons falling under the poverty line in Norway. Rich Norway. We had very good pension rights in the end of the 60s. Now less than 1% of the men are those who have the minimum pension, and the rest are women. Then you have those who are in part-time jobs and in low-salary jobs. When they are either sick or get retired, and if they get unemployed, they can't live from what they get. So that they will have to depend on their husbands again. Prostitution is, of course, increasing tremendously the more women are losing their jobs, and the poorer the women are. And we have now very many young women from immigrant groups who themselves have been going to Norwegian schools. They have been brought into the Norwegian youth environment. So they are not too happy about being sent back to Bangladesh and forced married away to a person who is twice as old as them and so on. And you have the genital mutilation. These are areas that comes up. It's only as if some politicians are using this kind of sad stories about girls as building up negative attitudes toward the immigrants. So this is a very difficult, a very, very difficult area. The fortunate thing is that women, when they now start to really understand what's going on, they have quite a good position. They are the majority at the universities. They are those who really have been out in Palestine and areas where you have big conflicts. They are those who really have gathered lots of material about how badly the third world countries comes out. I think for every Norwegian crown that Norway gives as aid to the developing country, we earn 13 crowns. And that is what people don't know, that we are doing very beautiful business in the poor countries. So I see that there is a new wave of youngsters, both men and women, who are much more attentive to the kind of news that isn't so easily available. And there is a kind of political conscious raising coming up, both in those groups of youth and also among women about 45, 50 years old, because they suddenly wake up and they said, why didn't we get what they promised us since we have this high education and we are working ourselves to death? Why is it that only our men is ending up with all the money and all the top positions? So we are somewhat optimistic now.
That was Berit Ås, a central figure in the women's movement in Norway. This is Stacey Pettigrew reporting for Wings.